It's time to unite our hearts and heal our wounds of separation, to shift our collective consciousness from head to heart, from fear to love. Join evolutionary leader, healer, and spiritual mentor Sue DeMay and other heart-centered leaders for enlightening conversations and profound experiences of oneness.
Welcome, everybody, to the Living Oneness Gathering. I am your host, Sue DeMay, and we are here once again to unite our hearts in love for each other and our planet and all of creation. We are here to stand in that energy of being the lighthouse, being the messengers, being the tuning forks, whatever is needed right now for humanity. So I'm grateful you're all here, whether you're joining us live or you're listening to the podcast or watching on YouTube afterwards. I appreciate you joining your heart with us. And just know that even if you're not here live at the time, you can always tune in and receive and connect with us at the time that we're running the gathering as well. So today, it's been interesting. I'll often usually get some form of theme or message or insights that come in, trickle in sometimes a couple hours before or the day before or a couple days before. And all of yesterday and today, if I brought in the awareness of the gathering, I just heard crickets. There was nothing happening, just crickets singing. And I'm okay with that. I'm good with that. It was curious though, because really for the most part, most of the Living Oneness Gathering, this is 22 episodes now. This is number 22. I've had some inkling of what was to come or what was to be shared. And this morning it's just a blank slate. So I'm here to deliver the message that we all need to hear today in this moment. And whatever that is, and however that plays out, I'm open to be the messenger for you and for all of us. Messages probably is always for me as well. I always get the message as well. So let's sink in. Let's sink right in and just see where we go. I'm really curious and wide open. And I'm going to invite you all to be curious and full of wonderment. And I wonder where we're going to go. I wonder what I will receive. I wonder what gems and insights I will receive from this gathering. It's all about joining hearts and receiving for yourself and in service to all of humanity as well. And all of creation, I go beyond just Mother Earth and our planet. I do a lot of cosmic work. So for me, it's all of creation is always included in whatever I do. So let's take a deep breath and sink in. Close your eyes. And as you're breathing in and out, just notice what is happening in this moment. Without trying to change or judge anything, just notice what is. Using your breath to anchor you in the present moment, anchor you here and now. Letting go of any temptations for distractions. It's really giving yourself permission to be here fully, to receive, to experience. To allow. Allowing your experience to unfold. As I wrote in the email reminder for the gathering, I always tell my clients, and I've said this for years now, it's like, I won't tell you what you want to hear, but I promise to tell you what you need to hear. And sometimes what we need to hear isn't always what we want to hear. But my willingness to be the messenger, no matter what the message is really strong right now. It's actually uncompromising, unshakable. My desire to deliver the message, the and my intention and commitment to deliver the message is stronger than any other force that would have stopped me before. My own fears, my ego, whatever would come into play. So the invitation today is for you to receive the message you need to hear and recognize that some of what you need to hear isn't always what you want to hear. So being open to whatever it is that you need and recognizing that that message doesn't always come through me or an outside source. Sometimes the message you need to hear comes through in the way of your own guidance. So as we begin this gathering, you could even find your way into your heart space. Whether you go over to the right side of your brain and then down into the heart space, or you just bring your spotlight of awareness into the heart. And as you're in the heart center, connecting to your divinity and asking your heart and your divine self, what message do I need to hear in this moment? When you receive that message, sometimes it can come in the form of a feeling, a sensation, a color, an image, words. As many different ways our intuition can speak to us, our divine essence can guide us and direct us in different ways. When you receive the message that you're meant to hear at this moment, bring it into your heart and let it marinate, let it integrate, let it be there and feel into it. How does it make you feel? Some of you may resist it. Some of you may embody it and embrace it and welcome it. There's no right or wrong here. It's just noticing what is. My message came in the form of words from a song. Lyrics playing in my mind. I keep hearing the words, be the light. Be the light in the form of a song. I won't sing it for you, but that's the song that's coming in. And then the other song I'm hearing right now is, it's a new song for me. I just started listening to it in the last 2 or 3 weeks. And it's by Michael Franti. And the lyrics are, break up with everything that you don't need. And it's a powerful emotional song. At the same time, it really struck me deep because there's what we need, divinely need, authentically need, soul on a soul level, soul, mind, and body, our entirety is in need of it. Something that we need that will serve us at the highest level. Serve our evolution, serve our awakening, serve us in healing, serve us at the level of the mind, unwinding the mind, aligning with the heart, raising our vibration, raising our consciousness, expanding our minds. There's what we need at the deepest level. And then there's what we think we need. And then there's what we want. Sometimes what we want is in alignment with what we need. But sometimes what we want is not what we need. And the want could be something material, a material object, obtaining something. Sometimes what we want is a feeling or a way of being. I want to feel at peace. I don't want, and or sometimes we want and don't want. So we're clear about what we don't want. We're not even clear about what we do want. But the wanting, the question is the wanting in alignment with what we need at this moment? Is it serving our deepest soul's need? Is it serving the need for our evolution? Is it serving the need for us to remember? Is it serving our remembrance? So if we could break up with everything that we don't need, what would that look like for you? And how would that feel? For some of us, when we let go of something, there's a feeling of loss. Sometimes there can be grief and loss in letting go of what we no longer need. And sometimes we hold on to things longer than we need, and then we kind of get dragged by them. Or we feel stuck, held back by it, like an anchor. When I first heard that song, it was deeply emotional because he talks about break up with everything that you don't need, even if it's me, as in him in a relationship, even if it's me, break up with everything that you don't need. And I had an experience in the middle of the night going through a healing process and doing some cosmic work. And then, of course, there's always the healing, my individual healing that I do as well, different times. And the words just kept playing in my mind. Break up with everything that you don't need, even if it's me, even if it's me, even if it's me. And what I recognized was there was this need to break up with the aspects of myself, my human self, that were no longer serving. It was like I went through a death of the self, a death of the ego self, a death of the human self, a death of the self. And there's really collectively a shift happening right now for all of humanity. In some ways, a death or letting go. And it's playing out in different ways in the world. I'm not going to go into details on how that plays out in the world. It doesn't have to be so messy, but it is apparently going to be messy. But the question is more internally, what aspects of myself do I need to break up with? Because the break up within is a break free. When we break up with what we don't need, we break free. We're breaking free of fear. We're breaking fear free of doubt, of uncertainty. We're breaking free of our mind's forgetfulness or limitations. We're breaking free of our ideas of what we physically are limited by. So we can break free in many different ways. But the choice is to break up, to break free, to break up, to let go, to forgive, to offer over, to release, to surrender. You may be inspired to break up with the fear of uncertainty because right now everything is uncertain. It always has been uncertain. We've had the illusion of certainty for in certain ways and certain circumstances. But leaning into breaking free from the fear of uncertainty and then leaning into the unknown. not out of fear, but leaning into it from a place of curiosity and wonderment. Leaning into it from a place of intrigue, fascination. And if you can't quite get to those emotions, then just can you be neutral about it? Can you make peace with the unknown? Because everything that's happening within and around you is a form of spiritual direction. It's a form of directing your evolution. If it's on your path, it's purposeful. If you've come across it, if you happen to see something, it's purposeful. Everything has purpose. Everything on your path has a purpose, one way or another. It's here to teach you something. It's here to shine light on something. It's here to support you in some way. It has a purpose. And some things that are on our path are messy and challenging. And other things on our path are light and exciting. And we can even have both together, light and exciting and challenging and messy. All of us are accessing not just the third dimension now, but the fourth and fifth dimension. And some are tapping into the sixth. I'm more omnidimensional, so I'm actually working in all dimensions at the same time. I've learned to do that. I'm still learning in some ways to work with the certain dimensions because they're a little bit more stretchy for me. But part of breaking up with what you don't need, letting go of the old, is letting go of the restrictions that the three-dimensional perspective has been programmed in you, the limitations of the mind that is still believing it's only accessing the third dimension. We're accessing the fourth and fifth dimension now. Whether we realize it or not, to do it intentionally will actually bring you more peace. So, in the fourth dimension, we're feeling way more emotions, our own emotions and others' emotions, the collective emotions, because in the fourth dimension, we are accessing the collective consciousness. And where you zoom into the collective consciousness will determine what your experience of that is. Keeping in mind the collective consciousness meets your outer layer of your energy field. It doesn't come in. When we allow the collective consciousness to inform our field, we receive the messages we need. But if the ego is involved, or if there's fear involved, or if we want to care for others in the form of fear showing up as caring, we often might carry other people's emotions or burdens. We may carry the trauma in the world. We may carry the challenges that people are going. We may carry what we're seeing, what we're witnessing. We may carry the injustice. And that doesn't serve anyone. So we allow the collective consciousness to that inform us on the outer layer of our energy field so we can hold our own unique expression of the divine. Because that's why we're here. We can be informed and aware only of what we need. Even when it comes to helping, we want to help. We want to be of service. Some of us are very strong givers and over-deliverers, and we want to make a difference. We want to bring peace to the world. We want people to see the truth of who they are. We want the light to to really emanate from their heart. We want them to recognize. We want them to process their shadows. We want them to remember. But what we want isn't always what they need. So we shift into recognizing that we need to stay and remain connected to what is necessary in our hearts. Because the wants usually come from the mind. We want this, we want that. We think we should be doing something. The thinking mind has a lot of wants, preferences, agendas. There's a lot of pressure and responsibility that comes when we are coming from trying to get what we want or what we think the world wants. But if we take all of the wants and place them aside and really tap into the needs within the heart, what do I need? What does humanity need from me? What am I meant to do? How am I meant to serve? Whether it's serving self or serving others, it's still serving all of creation. What do I need for healing myself? What do I need to support the healing of the planet? What do I need to harmonize my own energy? What do I need to support harmony all around me? Some of us will have work that looks like extension work, and others will have work that looks more internal, but all of us need to do the work that we're meant to do. And that work might look like something small, like forgiving something, a situation, processing an emotion. Or it may look big, speaking on a stage, writing a book, performing in front of an audience, leading a protest. Every need that's met, no matter how small, no matter how big, contributes to the healing of the whole. So you are all playing your part, whether you realize it or not. And instead of figuring out what do I want to do, it's like, what do I need to do now? What am I meant to do? What am I guided to do? Let your heart lead you. Your heart is your direct connection to your divine source, that shared source that we all come from. And you are a unique expression of that divine energy. And the divine needs you to be a unique expression. It needs you to deliver what you came here to deliver. That's what humanity needs. And whether that means you are a tuning fork and everywhere you go, you just emit peace or love or joy or groundedness, or whether you're to extend something in the form of a book or a song or a message, whether you're to help two people or whether you're to help 2 million people. Every part that we play is meeting the need of the whole of creation. And don't judge one part less important than another. Don't judge one part inferior and another part superior. Don't judge anyone for the part they're playing compared to the part you're playing. And don't judge yourself for the part you're playing compared to how other people are playing, because comparison is all just of ego. So, what part do I need to play in this moment? The real answer in this moment is you're playing it right now by being here, listening. You're playing it, you're playing your part. And then the next moment, you'll be guided to do something, and that will be you playing your part. And then the next moment, you'll be guided to do something, and that will be you playing your part. Going to the grocery store and smiling at somebody, that is you playing your part. Writing a blog, if that's what's guided, that is you playing your part. Watching a video, if that is what is guided, that is you playing your part. So what does it boil down to? Follow the guidance in your heart. Let your divine self guide and lead you in every moment. That's what you need. And that will lead you to everything you need and so much more. So, opening up to that right now, I'm open to receive what I need in this moment, whatever energy, whatever message, whatever needs to come in, I'm open to receive. Yes, thank you. Yes, thank you. Yes, thank you. Let the waves of energy come in. Let the insights and downloads come in. And yes, sometimes what we need to do will feel a little bit challenging. It'll stretch us. We'll feel some resistance. That's okay. Lean into the resistance. Call on that divine courage within you. Following the guidance doesn't mean that there's no fear. Following the guidance takes great courage because often we're walking with blind faith. Often we're following guidance without a full picture, full understanding, because the guidance comes into our heart and only delivers the message in the way that we need it in the moment we need it. Guidance works on a need-to-know basis. Your divinity, spirit, wherever you speak to, guides you moment to moment on a need-to-know basis. It delivers the message in the way that you need it. It delivers the guidance in the way that you need it. It delivers the resources in the way that you need it. If you're open and willing and listening and following, everything you need will be provided precisely when you need it. One of my favorite messages I received in meditation several years back was, "I have no needs." That's what I heard first. I have no needs. I'm like, okay, I have no needs. So I embraced that. I tried on that idea. I played with it. I sat with it. I have no needs. And of course, the ego mind would come in, well, you need water and you need food and you need shelter and you need a roof over your head and you need to be warm and you need, and so all these things. And then I would stop it. Thank you for coming. I'm not interested in what you have to say about this. I'm bringing it into my heart. I have no needs. I have no needs. And I just sat with that. And then the next part that came in was, I have no needs, yet all my needs are met. I have no needs, yet all my needs are met. And that has been my experience. And it has been all of my clients' experiences that have learned to lead with the heart. To trust their intuition, to let their guidance, their divine guidance, direct their lives. All their needs are met precisely when they need them. The resources, everything is provided precisely when it's needed. And all our needs are met. Not only in the way we would prefer, but all our needs are met even in the way we don't necessarily prefer. Our need to heal something will be provided by a trigger on the outside, pointing to something we need to heal on the inside. Because when we are committed to following our guidance, when we are committed to living in alignment with our heart's knowing, sometimes we need to be jarred or triggered to recognize that there's a part of us that's not quite in alignment. And we're calling for that alignment. We're committing to it. And when we commit to it, the universe will meet us in that commitment, and our divine self will deliver on our path what we need in that moment. And if that means that we get triggered by something because it's bumping up against some leftovers that we need to understand, process, and heal, then that's a gift. That's a need being met. So triggers are a need that's being met. Not always fun, not always easy, but always necessary. If we are going to fully remember and heal all the ways we've forgotten, we need to clear and release all the ways that are keeping us in forgetfulness. And it doesn't have to be a long, drawn out, intense path. There is more of an efficient way, and there's an efficiency coming in because the new energies that are coming in and access to the fourth and fifth dimensions are allowing us to process things way quicker than we used to. What used to take 20 counseling sessions for somebody to get 5 inches progress can be done in a holy instant. You could hear one phrase of a song, you could hear, read one thing, one paragraph, and that could all unravel in an instant. You could watch one movie and have a good cry, and suddenly it's all cleared. That's how efficient we can be processing. And I'm not saying that we don't use counseling and we don't use different modalities. That's purposeful. If it's guided, it's purposeful. If it's guided, it's needed. So follow it. Trust it. Everybody's always on the outside, seeking, looking, searching, wanting to find the recipe. The recipe is already inside of you. It's in your heart. It's that heart and soul connection that knows exactly what you need, exactly when you need it, and will continue to provide you with the answers moment to moment, the breadcrumbs moment to moment, the steps moment to moment. Remember, our divine self, our divinity, our guidance works on a moment-to-moment, need-to-know basis. It's the ego that would have you focus on the 3 or 4 steps that are in front of you after the one that's being shown. So you'll get guidance, and you'll get guidance to take this step. And then the ego will come in and go, and then you do this and this and this, and then we'll do that. And what if that person does this? And that's the ego. It loves to take the guidance and try and run with it and add on to the story, add on to the work, add on to the next steps. When you're following a recipe, you just follow the step that's in front of you. Follow the recipe. You can have all the ingredients laid out, ready, but you follow the recipe. One step at a time. Sometimes you can follow the recipe intuitively. That's what I'm asking. Are you willing to follow your intuition? Are you willing to trust the guidance and discern between what is guided and what is ego disguising as guidance? What is ego coming in trying to be, spiritual ego or whatever else it pretends to be? Take some deep breaths. In this moment, what do you need? Let your heart provide the answer. Let your heart provide the feeling, the experience. Connect to the knowing in your heart because it's a divine knowing, it's a divine wisdom. Another deep breath. I'm willing to open up to what I need now, in this moment and every moment that follows. Yes, thank you. So this image of, we're going to lift your crown chakra again. So just bringing the crown chakra up off the top of your head and creating a bigger opening. So make sure that crown chakra set an intention to open it wider than your physical head. And then I see your divine source, your divine self, coming in and pouring some energy in through the top. And what is being poured in is the energy that you need at this moment to help you ground, to help you settle, to help you find peace, to help you and support you in whatever you need to help you heal. Whatever's needed right now, just receive that mess, that energy coming through, and the message that comes with that energy, whether it's just a feeling, a sensation, or whether there's words or something else that comes in, just open up to receive. Yes, thank you. I'm open to receive this energy from my divine self. Let it pour in and let it go wherever it needs to go. The energy has a very innate intelligence. It knows where to go. It knows what parts of your body it needs. And your body will even call for it. Trust your body. Allow, soften, receive. And as it's pouring in, it might invoke some emotions. You might feel an overwhelm. Just breathe through it. You might feel excited. You might feel energy moving. You may feel nothing. That's okay. Just stay open. Stay receptive. We're activating your innate ability to heal self. We are all healers. Some of us play a role as a healer, like myself. Some of us are meant to play a role and maybe call ourselves a healer. But we are all healers. That's the truth. We are all healers because we all have the ability, the capacity to heal ourselves. Sometimes we need support. Sometimes we reach out, we need support. When it's guided, it's serving. So we'll be guided to the individuals, the songs, the meditations, the tools that we need. Everything is given. Everything you need is given. Everything that's guided is provided with divine timing. Trust it. Trust the energy coming in right now because it's actually a unique energy. Your unique recipe, your unique energy signature right now is pouring in just for you. And in letting it come in and be just for you, it's actually for everyone at the same time because you're receiving. And that receiving energy, that receptive energy, that is the message you're sending into the collective consciousness, into that morphic field of what's possible for humanity. For everyone to open up to be receptive to healing, to be receptive to remembering, to be receptive to receiving what they need in this moment. But we don't need to focus there. We just need to focus within on ourselves, and it automatically translates into the fourth dimension, into the collective consciousness. That's the beautiful thing right now. Take a deep breath. See if you can breathe into the spaces in the body that may be resistant. You're just inviting those spaces to soften. You're not forcing, you're not judging them. Just an invitation. Staying with that energy of yes, thank you. I'm going to open it up to questions, so that's what I feel that's needed. See about taking two or three questions. So, tuning into your heart, is there a question that you need to ask? Because if there's a question that you need to ask in the way of it's guided for you to ask, then it's in service to you and to all. So, tuning in, is there a message or is there a question that I'm meant to ask? And if you feel like yes, then you can ask that, what is that question? And if you receive that question, bring in, you can bring it into the box, the chat box. You could raise your hand if you want to speak. We could have a conversation. If you're meant to raise your hand, you can do that. So Ellie's question is the tiredness I feel due to the energies coming in. There's a lot of energies coming in right now, and a lot of people are feeling affected or impacted by them. And the energies, if you are not grounding and you don't have the flow of conductivity through the body, it can feel like you've got an app playing on your phone that's draining your battery because the energies are very intense and accelerated right now. But if you acclimatize to them and you have the body really working efficiently, then they won't feel so impactful in the way of draining your energy and making you feel tired and fatigued. So that I'm just answering that in the more of a broader perspective, as opposed to I'm not doing readings, but just speaking more from everybody's perspective and everybody's benefit. Is there something we need to know about this coming new moon? Monica, thank you for asking that. So we are very much affected, more so than ever before, by the other planets, but also the moon and the sun. And if you think about the moon being able to move the tides, basically the ebb and flow of the tides are due to the energy of the moon. We are more than 80% water. So we are affected, whether we realize it or not. And those of us that are sensitive are going to feel it more. We are affected by what happens with the moon, but also the other planets. So staying really hydrated right now would be helpful. Finding ways to ground or earth and feeling connection to the earth is helpful. Walking in nature, being around the trees, opening up to messages from the trees. The trees are communicating a lot right now and through the roots as well. There's a specific transmitter trees in different areas. I can often identify them. If I'm driving, I'm like, there's a transmitter tree. I can identify them because I can feel their energy because they are in and amongst other trees, the main kind of beacon or transmitter and receiver for information. So I could communicate with a tree here in this in my area, and it will send the transmission to all of the transmitter trees all around the globe. So nature is really coming in strong, Monica, and that's for you specifically, but for a lot of us as well. So be open to that. If you're feeling drawn to go out into nature, to even sit and be by a tree, you can feel the toroidal field of the energy of the tree, and that can help us as well with what's going on with the moon. And let me look what keeps me from fully receiving. So I'm not going to do readings, intuitive readings. I'm doing questions that are more general. So I'm going to broaden that question out to what could stop all of us or any of us from receiving. Usually, fully receiving, there's a resistance or fear of what that message might be or what receiving might mean for you. Sometimes people will have more of a comfortability with giving as opposed to receiving. So there may be feelings of unworthiness under that or other types of ego-based blocks. And sometimes receiving is we're expecting to receive something in some way. but we need to open up that vessel of receiving to receive it in whatever way it's needed. So that might be a good practice, is asking, let me receive, let me be open to receive what I need in the way that is best or most needed at this time. That can open up us to receiving. There's also a lot of trauma in the back of the heart space that's being cleared and invited to be released. So a lot of times the receiving through the heart space is blocked. So a good exercise would be to breathe through the heart from through the front and around, and then in through the back, and have that flow of energy going. So you're receiving your own breath and energy and circling it around, going out the front, circling it around, back through the back. That flow is really good for everyone to practice. And you could even go the other direction. I just actually recorded the toroidal flow for all the energy centers in the Healer's Toolbox. So those of you that have a subscription to the Healer's Toolbox, you will find that in there. That can help you in receiving, because that's moving the energy centers, flow of energy front to back, but also back to front. And then I did record the gyroscoping one for all the energy centers as well as the energy field. That's a lesson in the Healer's Toolbox I just added as well. So those ones can help. Gigi, I think you have that as well. You're welcome, Ellie. Okay. Am I complete and just in the phase where the 3D is catching up with my money and visibility? The truth is, and I've said this before in different ways, we are all whole and complete right here, right now. And we actually don't need healing. That's the truth. The reason we believe we need healing is because we believe we need healing. So when we get to the point in our evolution and awareness and consciousness that we recognize that we are not broken, that we don't need fixing, that we are not incomplete or there's nothing missing. In that moment of recognizing that truth on all levels, especially in the mind, everything we need will come flooding in. So it's at the level of the mind that we believe something's missing or we're not complete. And at the same time, we're in process, we're in this experience for a reason. So recognizing that it's part of the journey, this remembrance and this recognition of the truth. So there's always an energy of catching up when it comes to the mind. The mind, you might have an understanding. Oh, I get that. I know what that means. I receive that. I can embody that and embrace that. But until it clicks on every level, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and energetically, it really clicks, then it can really flow in quite easily. The one thing with abundance I will say is that every time you give, you receive instantly. Giving is receiving, receiving is giving. It's instant. And I'm doing the infinity sign because it's just like it's an instant and it's interconnected. It cannot be separated. Giving and receiving, receiving is giving. That's connected. When we give and give and give and give, and we're not open to receive, we receive it, but not necessarily on the earth plane. We receive it in what I call a spiritual bank. And I can tell you, everybody on this call and everybody who's part of this gathering and many more, their spiritual banks are abundantly overflowing. It's a matter of how am I in my humanness resisting or blocking or afraid to receive the abundance that's already in my spiritual bank. It's already in your field. It's just not playing out in the 3D realm or in the physical because there's something in between or something, some lesson you need to learn still or something that needs to be opened up. At the same time, I'm sharing that. The abundant spiritual bank that we have isn't necessarily going to be in the form of money. It sometimes can come in different forms, different ways. Abundance can play out in different ways. So recognizing that it's not always about money in the Abundance Breakthrough program. That's an online program I have. So anybody who's interested, you can find that on my website. The Abundance Breakthrough program, I talk about the two reasons that abundance is not on your path. There's only two reasons. One is there's some form of block or something that's in your way, or whether it's not feeling worthy or whatever, there's some kind of block or some kind of resistance to it. Fear even around it. Some people are afraid of money. They're afraid, they want it, they yearn for it, but they're afraid of it. Afraid of what that means. I know for me, there was a whole bunch tied up into money for a long time. So it took me a while to unwind from it all. The other reason, the second reason, is that maybe at the level that you want it to be is not actually what you need it to be. In other words, sometimes abundance at the level that you expect or want isn't actually on your soul script. It's not written in your soul script to have millions and millions of dollars. Perhaps it's written in your soul script to learn lessons around feeling abundant, even if the bank is minimal, the money is minimal. There's power in that. And if that's what your soul wrote into your soul script, then that is what's going to play out, no matter how much you push or force or try. Now, it doesn't mean that your whole life is going to play out that way, but if it's written in your soul script until you learn a specific lesson around it, then that's how it's going to play out. Because again, if it's on your path, it's purposeful. And it doesn't mean that you don't open up to receive, just don't hold on to the expectation for it to look or be a certain way, because that becomes a block at the level of the mind. All right, I hope that helps, Fallon. And I know it, I answered your question, but I feel like there was a lot of other people's questions that kind of blended into that. Sarah, I often feel my sense of time is slower than 3D. Yeah. Is there a message around how we are experiencing time? Yes, great question. I've had very interesting experiences around time overall. I'm a time weaver, so I work with the idea of time as linear in our humanness. 3D is linear. And then I work with time in the way of like timeless or eternal, in the eternal spiral now. So for me, I play with the different timelines and I play with time as a construct of what we are experiencing here in 3D. So in 3D, we see the past, present, and future. We have an experience or an understanding that there's a past, present, and future, but there is only now. That's hard for the mind to comprehend because the mind is based on linear time. Now, we are accessing with the different dimensions access, we are experiencing time differently. So time will be experienced in the 3D realm or in our minds or in our experience of life in a little bit of time warping, I'll call it. So sometimes it warps, meaning we can warp the time in the way we can slow it down, even if we're not intending to. It can slow down, it can speed up, it can feel like it's dragging out almost on in slow motion. Like for instance, this when I was doing the gathering and I looked at the clock, I'm like, it's 10:30. And then I went through a bunch of stuff and it felt like another 10 minutes had gone by and I looked, it was like 10:33. So these experiences of time are warping is very common. Since I've been back from Australia, I've been working with the different brain states and I've worked with the gamma and hyper gamma a lot. And I was working with hyper gamma and lambda. And I know not everybody's familiar with these brain states because they only teach four. There's actually more, but I teach more in the Healer's Toolbox. But the lambda state was where I was really camping out and working with. And when I came back, I was like, okay, I'm going into epsilon now. So epsilon is like the slowest frequency waves. And you can get to epsilon by going down through the data delta, but delta theta, but I go through lambda to epsilon, which is really cool because there's an overlap of lambda waves and epsilon waves. When I went into epsilon, that brain state really deeply, it was like time almost stopped. And I was having this experience, and I know when I started it, it was around 2 o'clock. And then I had this huge experience of time, like just like completely, like I had a, it felt like 2 hours had gone by because so much occurred in that time. But I was also accessing different timelines altogether. I looked at the clock and literally 2 minutes went by. And I was like, it's like I'm going in slow motion. It felt like everything was slow motion. It was very interesting. So there's a lot happening with time right now for a variety of reasons. I can't get into all of them, but I would invite you just to be playful with it, be curious about it, be in that space of wonderment about it. And see how it's playing out for you. And recognize that there are times if you're fretting and you're worried, you'll speed up time. That's what happens with the brain. It speeds up the illusion of time. And if you're in a really deep place of peace and patience, it draws it out a little bit and it may slow down for you. So if you're in traffic, this is a good exercise to try. If you're in traffic and you're running late or your perception of I'm running late, I always say I'll arrive precisely when I'm meant to. I trust that I'll arrive precisely when I'm meant to. And even if there's traffic and backed up, I remember this one time there was traffic, and there's no way I could get from where I was to downtown Vancouver in the time I had on my clock. So I just was like, I trust that I'll arrive precisely when I'm meant to. And the traffic was moving what I would what appear slowly, but I was noticing the clock was not really shifting. It was like the clock was slower than the traffic was moving. And I ended up, what would normally take me 45 minutes to drive without traffic, I ended up getting there in 35 minutes. And it was like, I was so in awe of that experience. That was like many years ago when I was playing with time a little bit more. So that was like an experience of mine that really allows you to recognize that, wow, we really have the power to warp and bend this time that we have in experiencing here in our human life classroom. So that's what I have to say about that, Sarah. So thank you for asking that question. The energies of the solar eclipse is, I talked about that a little bit. Trees, nature, grounding, earthing is going to support you if you're feeling it, but really staying hydrated. Good water, healthy water, clean, filtered water. That is what I'm getting for everybody. The more hydrated you are, the better you're going to navigate it, but also just finding ways to ground yourself is going to help you navigate it as well. I'm often very affected by what's going on with the moon, and usually I feel something before I even know what's happening with what's going on, like whether there's an eclipse or something else going on with the moon or a full moon and stuff. I don't track the moon, but I always feel it first, and then I look it up and I'm like, oh, that's what it is. So for those of you that are sensitive, those are some ways that you can work with it. But this energy right now, it's changing month to month. So the one thing I will say for everybody, I can't take any more questions because of the time, but thank you for all for asking and for sharing. But what I'll wrap it up with is really be it's really important to lean into the idea that nothing is going to be the same anymore. In the way of your energy, in the way you ground, in the way, like, just you have to be adaptable. You have to lean into adaptability. You are adaptable. We are evolutionary beings. We evolve and we adapt. But our minds don't want to. Our minds want to stick with what used to work and what how it was. And I wanted to go back. Well, we can't go back. This energy and the way that the global energies are changing month to month, even day to day. Right now, it's like day to day, moment to moment. There's new waves coming in all the time. It's very accelerated, more than I've ever experienced it before. And that's good news, but it's challenging for our system. So anything you can do for self-care, anything you can do to let go of what was and really embrace what is, lean into a new way of grounding, find things, tools, and resources that really support you, and then don't hold on to them so tightly and expect them to keep supporting you when they no longer support you. Let them go and more will come. This is what's happening. You're not going to be able to just stick to one thing and it's going to work forever. What used to work is no longer working, and you need to be adaptable and continue to be adaptable. That's how you're going to navigate the energies this year and moving forward. That's just the way it's going to be. So you either resist the way it's going to be from here on in, or you adapt and acclimatize to what's happening and reacclimatize, readapt, and continue to move with it and flow with it, because this is where we're at. We're in an accelerated evolution for humanity, for Mother Earth, for our planet, for beyond. And this is the path we're on. And it doesn't have to be hard and heavy and dense. It can be actually joyful and exciting and intriguing and full of wonderments, fascination. You can bring in that energy. That's your choice. If you can't find those energies, at least land on peace, at least neutrality or peace. At least do your best to get to peace. Because you can be in grief and be at peace. You can be sad. You can be angry and be at peace. But peace, as your underlying foundation, is a good foundation to find right now, because it's going to get a little bit more shaky. A little bit more shaky. That's what it is. That's what's happening. And it's actually good news, because things are being shaken up. And again, I'm not talking about what's happening on a like a level of like politics or anything like that. I'm talking about like globally, energy is just shaking us up. And it's actually spirit doing the shaking. It's God doing the shaking. It's like, okay, you guys, shake up, wake up. It's time to change gears and change things up. Some of the things people are doing, I do not agree with. And the approach that people are taking, I'm not always aligned with, but I can't judge them for that. They're coming from a place of fear or power or ego. There's a lot of spiritual ego right now. It is what it is. And my work is to harmonize and balance within and around me. And whatever's within and around me, it's being harmonized and balanced. And that's what I choose to hold on to. That's the choice that I make to stay steady there. Because that's where I can have the greatest impact. And you can have a great impact as well. It's not just me, all of us. We can all do this. And when we all do this together and join more and more and align more and more and let that ripple out, we will hit a tipping point where the rest of the population has such a strong impact from the shifts we're making, that it will ripple out and then begin to transmute and work with the collective consciousness more and more. It already is. We just need to continue until we get to a point where we're really shifting timelines. Okay. Thank you all for being here. Thank you all for being so open and so willing and so gracious in your willingness to be beacons of light, to be messengers of love, to show up in the world in a way that it's really challenging to hold steady in, but you're doing it and you're doing great. I'm going to encourage you to keep going, keep doing it. And when you forget, forgive yourself. And when you remember, celebrate. And just know that every moment that you are in alignment does have an impact. And I'm so grateful. And I honor you. I see you. I appreciate you. Until next time. Love and blessings. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you for participating in our Living Oneness Initiative to unite our hearts in love for each other, our planet, and all of creation. If you would like to join us for a live gathering, you can RSVP at heartledliving.com/gathering.